I know it's a tough loss. You guys had a great effort out there tonight. Just the story of the game, turnovers.
Yeah, the kid, they played hard. I mean, can't fault their effort. Thought that every one of them that was on the field played hard the whole time. So,
you guys were down 10-0, had the nice scoring drive to end the first half to get to within 10-7, and what a bullet pass by Hess that was into to Froh right there in the end zone to get into within 3 at halftime, and really the momentum was for you guys for quite a while in that second half there.
Yeah, we took the lead there, and you know, kind of like we just imploded. You know, we had a couple penalties, and we don't get a play run correctly, you know, mental error, and we put the ball on the ground because he's not where he's supposed to be when we're trying to toss it out there. And, you know, we just kind of kicked ourselves in the foot. You know, we had the momentum and kind of were doing whatever we want. We kept doing what we wanted to on offense, you know, till penalties. So it's just a lot of mental stuff. We got some young guys out there, some inexperienced guys. I'm sure they do too, but I don't really care about them.
You guys have them stuffed three times on those third down plays, and then the fourth down plays, they just kind of – that second one where they took the lead there, that was just a tough jump ball there where Barron's cut it in the end zone.
Yeah, you know, he probably had a little height advantage on us, but we – you know, I think Nick said he got one hand on the ball. If he'd got two, maybe he could have batted it down, but just grabbed it over the top of him. And, you know, he couldn't really play it any better position-wise.
Yeah.
He just didn't get two hands on the ball, and it's just one of those things that didn't fall our way and – kind of steamrolled us from there. So,
well, you know, this is a learning lesson. I thought you know, had a nice debut tonight for Wyatt Hayes carrying the ball. I think Jarrett Juergens also carried the ball pretty nice, and Aguilera did at times tonight.
Well, I thought we did some things really well on offense, but when it came down the time when it mattered, you know, we'd have a penalty here or there or just blow an assignment. So, you know, you can't afford to do that when you're trying to grind it out and kind of take it to them. And we ran the base play a number of times with Wyatt, so – you know, we're just trying to load up and run right at them, and when you get a 5-yard penalty, it kind of puts you in a bind.
A lot of times there, Kyle Kuehr did a great job at his outside linebacker spots, and also coming in there, not starting the game, but Kyle Sherwood, his first significant activity on the defensive side, did a pretty good job at that DN spot.
Yeah, he's a little stronger and a little bit heavier than Reed. You know, Reed was having a hard time with that big tight end, so we made the switch there, and a little more weight and a little more bench press strength right there to kind of hold the ground. Then we actually switched to a 5-front in the second half. You know, so that helps us a lot against the run inside. But, you know, that wasn't our problem in the second half, the run inside. It was the pass stuff that beat us over the top. And, you know, we kind of contained the run, I felt like, without watching the film. You know, I don't remember anything right off the bat. But, you know, we just couldn't get the knockdown pass or be in the right position when we needed to be.
Well, as you go next week, it gets a little tougher for you guys. It's Holcomb, and they are the defending 4A Division II state champions and probably, for many people, the league favorite coming into this year, and that's not going to be an easy task. They have a pretty good crew coming back from last year's team as well.
Yeah, we'll worry about them when we start watching film. But, you know, this is a good Hayes team. They're much better than they were last year, very physical, and, you know, I thought they played really well. And, you know, they had some mental stuff, I thought, in the first half, and then they played pretty solid in the second half, and we had the mental stuff. So, you know, they probably deserve to win this one because the way we kind of played in the second half, I don't – you know, he wouldn't want me to say we gave it to him, but I kind of felt like we just gave the game away on our own. Definitely not an effort situation. We had great effort.
Absolutely not. Well, Coach, I do appreciate you stopping by here post-game after a tough loss here, and thanks again. Tough loss, but good effort for your team once again tonight. And we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam. We'll just see if we can go get better.